sworn in. What is your name?
Adriana Salsita.
That's mine.
Okay, Ms. Salsita, the Honorable David Mill will be conducting your hearing.
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
I can.
Okay, would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Adriana Renee Salsita, 323-602.
Thank you, ma'am. You're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Services this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Michael Johnson, who's the acting board chair today. To my left is the Honorable Louis Canovas. So my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room is Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
I do.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this point, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Okay, ma'am, normally I jump right into phase one, but before I actually start that process, according to the paperwork we've been given, you only have 9 days left until you release. I would say there's about a one in a million chance that even if we decided to return to community supervision, that the paperwork wouldn't get done between now and that 9 days. So this is your right to have a hearing. We can have a full plea hearing, and there's no pressure here. It's totally up to you, but so at this point, I'd like to ask you, though, would you like to have a full hearing, or would you just like to kill your numbers?
Well, like you said, the paperwork would need to go through, even if there was that one in a million chance. So I'll just go ahead and kill my number with the 9 days I have left.
Okay. Well, that's certainly your choice, and 9 days you don't have to put up with this anymore.
Right.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead, and I'm just going to, we have to go through a process, so I'm going to condense the hearing, okay?
Okay.
All right, we appreciate that. All right, so what I'm going to do in phase one is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And then after I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false, and if you say false, we'll discuss it with Mr. Turner, okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one is a violation of Maryland condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 12433 West Via Camille Amarado Arona on or about May 7, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you have been scandalous from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
That is true.
Okay. So, based on the admission of Ms. Salsita, I'm going to move to find that she was delinquent as she violated term condition of supervision and that she may have lapsed and not lapsed in the criminal ranger's company. And I further move to revoke community supervision on that basis.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Johnson, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Kills. Okay, ma'am, we have voted to revoke your community supervision. Like I said, very little chance you'd have gotten, if anything, 1 or 2 days release. But as it stands, on July 28, 2018, you'll be released, and you won't have to wear orange all day long unless you find it fashionable. And hopefully,
I know.
Anything orange, you're going to turn and run away from it. But when you're released, you won't have any obligation to DLC, and if you will please not get in trouble with the law anymore, you know.
I will definitely do my best not to ever come back here again.
Okay. I know it's such a nice place there at Perryville, but it's a lot nicer outside. Okay. All right, so we wish you the best of luck, and we'll either give the phone to either the next inmate or the CO3, whoever wants to grab it next.
Okay. All right. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.